This week's special session returns to an argument House lawmakers might have thought they put to bed. Florida Governor Rick Scott wanted nearly $100 million each for economic development and tourism promotion. Leaders in the House called it corporate welfare.
We won't get this company, or we won't have that sports team, or so-and-so will do this, or so-and-so will do that. It's a tail wagging the dog. It's the smartest guys in the room have figured out that if you can get at the trough, there's a lot of money there. And you can justify it by putting up a banner, and that banner's jobs.
That's Miami Republican Representative Jose Oliva, speaking after the House voted overwhelmingly in favor of a measure slashing Enterprise Florida and Visit Florida.
Jobs are created by Floridians. 15 million of them are represented today in that vote, 87 votes. They don't want this type of activity to happen. I think that's important.
But Governor Scott's veto pen proved strong enough to bring lawmakers back to the Capitol. Palm Coast Republican Representative Paul Renner is again sponsoring the bill. But this time, instead of cutting the agencies, he's adding to them. Still, he says the spirit of the House position hasn't changed.
When taxpayers give up their own priorities to pay taxes, they expect something in return that is broad-based, that benefits all Floridians.
Under his bill, Visit Florida will get $76 million, and there will be a new $85 million fund for infrastructure and job training. Those dollar figures mirror Governor Scott's original asks for Visit Florida and Enterprise Florida. At the same time, Renner maintains strict transparency requirements from his earlier House measure for both agencies. When it comes to economic development, Renner's bill says projects can't be company-specific.
Essentially, what it says is that any money spent by the taxpayers must go towards things like infrastructure or things like workforce development that every Floridian can benefit from and access, rather than the way we have been doing economic development, which is paying particular companies money and providing a tax subsidies to private companies for creating a certain level of jobs.
Renner sees the fund as a way for the governor to break up the logjam when important projects stall.
The governor can step in and make that happen with these funds. And so they are not primary funds. I would characterize them as supplemental funds. What we're doing already in the area of infrastructure and education far surpasses that amount of money.
But from a different perspective, that looks like a slush fund. And according to the Miami Herald, some are already raising concerns about lack of oversight. Starting Wednesday, lawmakers will have 3 days to hash it out. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.